Casey Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Guilty. That's how a Colorado jury ruled in the case of two paramedics charged in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. The unarmed black man died days after being given a lethal dose of a powerful sedative after a confrontation with police in Aurora. Both men were convicted of criminally negligent homicide, one also convicted of assault. The Supreme Court's rejected special counsel Jack Smith's request for a speedy ruling on President Trump's claim of immunity. The federal election interference case, the justices say a lower court must hear the request first. The CDC says flu and COVID cases are rising and could get worse over the holidays, so do what you can to stay healthy.
Hand washing is key. Covering your mouth if you're coughing or sneezing.
ABC's medical contributor, Dr. Alok Patel. A Commerce Department report on inflation, the measure that the Fed favors, finds prices fell slightly last month. This is ABC News. A suspect who calls himself the Unabomber was targeting law enforcement officers and had eyes on a large city to commit mass murder. The FBI intercepted the emails. Now that person's in custody. But as ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas tells us, this is just one of thousands of threats agents handle daily.
In an exclusive interview, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says threats to public officials are reaching alarming levels.
We've had cases involving threats to kill FBI agents, a Supreme Court justice, and three presidential candidates.
Just today, a 52-year-old man arrested for threatening to bomb a FBI field office in Los Angeles.
Next year's holiday cards will cost a little more to mail. The post office is raising the price of stamps starting January 21st to 68 cents. Priority mail is also increasing close to 6%. It's the fifth round of price hikes in 2 years as the post office tries to recover from plunging profits. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is overturning the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps and ordering new district boundary lines. The court ruled 4-3 for Democrats who argued the maps are unconstitutional because districts aren't contiguous. Wisconsin ranks 49th among states for funding public health, according to the United Health Foundation. Dave Reinders runs the Buffalo County Health Department. He says most of his budget comes from local property taxes, which isn't enough for efforts like tobacco prevention.
We're dealing with vaping. We're dealing with other ways of consuming nicotine that are being made available and marketed to children. What we don't have is really a strong enough voice and presence to really work with community intensively.
Wisconsin's public health spending is supplemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their sixth game in a row with a 118-114 victory over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks' Malik Beasley on Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
We just want to be a championship team, and that's what we got to do against these teams. And they beat us early in the year, so we owed them one.
The Bucks begin a road trip tomorrow against the Knicks. College hoops tonight, Marquette at home against Georgetown. Wisconsin takes on the Chicago State Cougars at the Kohl Center. NFL, Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry, on the hot seat, spoke to reporters about Sunday's loss to the Buccaneers to fall to a record of 6-8.
Well, losing sucks. I mean, always. But Yeah, I'd be lying to you if this, you know, it was, this week particular was hard. It was hard on me, hard on my family. But that's, you know, this is the National Football League. This is what you sign up for.
That's the Packers' Joe Barry. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight, areas of drizzle and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more drizzle and clouds early, high in the low 40s for the afternoon. Rain developing and breezy for Sunday, high upper 40s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, a high in the low 40s. Currently, it's 37.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
That's just so hard to believe. Leg warmers say, I'm not afraid of a dance-off. I don't get it. So welcome back to Nightlight. I'm your host, Pete Schwabba. It is a beautiful night in Green Bay. We're broadcasting live statewide from the City Deck Studios here at WGBW. That was a fun talk with Don Rosen and Seinfeld bestie, the original George Costanza. That's something to brag about. Our question tonight is, what is the best Christmas gift you've ever received? And the answers have been pretty cool. The 920 is confirming, now that I researched it, I wish I still had it. This is the Johnny West Ranch toy setup that I've never heard of before tonight. And she says, the prices of old toys. Wow. We have confirmed that is a woman. I know that was that the listeners were curious. And then from the 920, favorite Christmas gift from my youth was my G.I. Joe astronaut and space capsule. Okay. Hey, I am really excited. Keep those texts coming, by the way. I think this is kind of, it's kind of a fun trip down memory lane. Everything seems to be from childhood. There's no, like, my wife gave me this, my husband gave me this, you know. I don't know. Do we lose our enthusiasm for gift getting as we get older? I'm not sure. But I am excited right now, and I'm very enthused because we have two very funny people joining us all the way from the West Coast, from the city of Los Angeles. One of them is a native Wisconsinite. A native Milwaukeean, Tom Clark. Tom and Steph Clark are joining me right now here on Nightlight. Hey, guys.
Hello. How are you?
Thanks well. Nice to meet you, Steph. We've never met.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks for being on the show. Okay, so you guys are here because everybody's waving at me. You guys are here because you're going to do a show in Northeast Wisconsin, a fundraiser.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to me. Well, thank you for coming. And I can't, because if you guys don't show up, I am literally going to be wetting my pants because I am not doing an hour and a half. So please, through rain or sleet or snow, they're going to do a fundraiser in Marinette for the local football club that we do every year up there. And it's fun for me, actually, because I get to bring funny people to town and hang out with them and relive my glory days. So Tom is from Wisconsin. You're from Milwaukee, right, Tom?
That's right. Yeah, that's where I started my comedy career. I went to school up at St. Norbert.
Oh, nice.
Wisconsin is my life.
How long have you been in L.A.? I know our paths crossed a couple times out there, but.
Yeah, I moved out here in 2001.
Okay.
January 01.
Nice. You're digging it, obviously.
Yeah, we love it. We're finally settled into a place. We finally bought a place out here. So that's an accomplishment.
Wow, that is a huge accomplishment. What part of town?
We're in like Westlake area, a little bit up the 101.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it was Valley Village in North Hollywood area when I was there. It was fun.
Okay.
For almost 15 years. So, Steph, tell me a little bit about you. Tell us about how you got into stand-up, how you met Tom, and where you're from.
Well, he kidnapped me, so I'm in need of help.
Connor, take a memo.
Los Angeles, and that's kind of where I started doing stand-up. So it's a weird place to start doing comedy when you're around all the professionals. Yeah, but I started doing stand-up because I was in college. I was at Cal State Northridge, and my writing professor, he was teaching a performance class. So he took the class on a field trip to the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. And that's where I started doing comedy. And then I ran into Tom at a bar show in Thousand Oaks. And that's where we met.
Yeah. Her teacher was a ventriloquist, though. So
it worked out well for you, though.
It did. Yeah. I'm the dummy now.
So did you marry Tom for his sense of humor or his handsome face or a combination? Well,
definitely not the money, but... he's the best.
Very nice. Well, that's great. I was thrilled because I didn't know, I knew you were married, Tom, but I didn't know you were married to a comic. So when you said, yeah, I can do the Marinette gig in the middle of February, I'm bringing my wife. And I was like, okay, she's a comic. Then I was like, wow, that's fantastic. So do you want to plug the Milwaukee night before you come up to Marinette? If people want to see you in Milwaukee the night before.
Yeah, we definitely. Friday, February 2nd, we're going to be at Rounding Third in Milwaukee, which is right in the neighborhood I grew up in on 63rd and Blue Mount. And we usually do a show there once a year, and we just haven't done it the last few years. So, the tickets are live on funnygirlevents.com. You can buy your tickets early. And we're very excited. And then to tie in your show was awesome.
That's fantastic. I'm talking to Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark. They're both comedians on the phone or on the on the line online here. it's great to have them. And so that was one of my questions for you, Steph. Is it hard? Like I started in Chicago back when I used to do stand up. You started in Milwaukee, right, Tom?
Right.
Okay. So is that intimidating starting in LA? I felt like it was intimidating enough starting in Chicago. I can't imagine following Jerry Seinfeld or, you know, Dave Chappelle somewhere. Was that had to be rough?
Oh yeah. I think I was so naive in the beginning, as that, like, it's not a normal place to start. It's where you wind up when you're good.
Right.
And so in the beginning, a lot of the bookers, you know, see me as just the same comic as I was 11, 12 years ago. But, you know, I also like it because it's just, there's so many other places to go besides LA that are driving distance.
Yeah,
you know, like Ventura and all that. So, I kind of like it. It was a good challenge at the same time.
Yeah,
and she was lucky too. She's out more near Thousand Oaks, so it's a little bit, you know, 30-40 minutes outside. So you don't have that as much pressure as like going up with the open mic at the Improv or whatever. You know, and a lot of those opportunities don't even exist anymore.
Really? Wow! Really. Yeah. It was funny. I remember going, like, when I would work up north in California from LA, and we'd get around people and they'd be like, so you part of that whole Hollywood scene? Like, I might as well have been in Iowa. Like, you're so far from LA, even though you're not. It was really interesting, you know?
Yeah.
So Steph, you've been described on your website. It says someone once referred to you as a hot Larry David. Are you insinuating Larry David is not hot?
He's totally hot.
That made me laugh. That was a fan?
That was a fan after show I did in San Diego. I was headlining a nice little fun winery show that my buddy runs. This nice young lady said, you remind me of like a hot Larry David.
Well, it went on your website, so it must have left a mark. Tom, how long did you do stand-up in Milwaukee before you went to L.A.?
I started in 94, so I was about 7 years in, and then I moved out to L.A. It's definitely a tough move, but I loved Milwaukee. I thought Milwaukee was the best place to start because there was only like six or seven of us starting out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was there with like Frank Caliendo was one of the guys I started with. And, you know, we would just do, you know, we would rotate emceeing to all the feature and headliners coming through. So you'd really get some quality acts. You could really learn your craft.
Yeah. I asked you if you had ever stayed at the condo there because I don't know. I assume you know this, but it's supposed to be haunted.
Right.
And I did have an experience there. So I want to do a segment one of these nights where I have a couple guys on to tell their stories about the Comedy Cafe condo. It was a bizarre place.
Yeah, there's always like 20 couches in there and like TVs on top of TVs.
Yeah. And they had like the back room had like this, the bed took up like the whole room. It was like a double king with a big black, you know, leather. I'm sure something bad happened at that place. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it's some Dateline right there. Yeah, that was, and then the guy who ran the place was JD, who was this, RIP JD, but he was a Samoan Sicilian biker.
Yeah.
Who would pay you and he'd put a gun on the table as he paid you. Like, what do I owe you? And then you'd be like, I forgot.
He would say crazy stuff too. Like, he's like, you better have a good set here. I'm going to mess you up. It's like, and I just, right. And he'd go, I'm kidding. Like, he'd laugh. It's like, okay, good one. Another good one. Yeah. They're all gold.
You know? Yeah.
So yeah, that was a crazy place.
He would like speak in code. Like, he'd be like, make sure there's no blue citizens, wandering around outside. I was like, I know what blue citizens are. Like, that's not like code.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
I think it's just cops, I guess. Oh. Like, but I'm like, I love that he called them blue citizens. Like, I don't know what
I've never heard.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, Tom, you worked your share of the road. What were your favorite towns? What were your favorite clubs to work?
I mean, I loved Zany's in Chicago. That was definitely one of my favorite rooms, just because you know, you're right by Second City.
Yeah.
You stay out till 6 in the morning and then you'd stumble back to the condo, which was like right next door to I forgot the name of that bar, but it's like the Burton legendary Place. Bar.
Yeah.
What is it?
Burton Place.
Yeah. No, there's another
The Old Town Ale House.
Old Town Ale House. That was it. So you'd go there, you'd see like Horatio Sands, or you'd see like, you know, all these Second City people.
Or John Prine. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, and you know, they had all these weird paintings and they were open till 6 in the morning. It was so crazy to wander out and it's light out.
That is cool. So Steph, do you like the road?
I like it here and there. You know, I wouldn't want to be gone every weekend. I like, you know, maybe once a month going to a different city. I like exploring different places, like going up to Seattle and Wisconsin is one of my favorites. I just love the people and the food, and it's always a great time doing different shows out there throughout the years. It's always been a fun time for me.
She's like a total California girl. Like, we went to a fish fry and she's like, is the fish lightly breaded? And the waitress is like, yeah, it's lightly breaded.
No, they did say it was. They said it was tempura style and wow. It was not. It was deep fried.
Yeah. Everything's deep fried.
Sometimes the waitress is just like, they'll just go, uh-huh. And then you'll just like get it. And you just like, it's nothing like what you asked for. Do you guys work together on the road a lot?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We were just out in Arizona at Stir Crazy in Glendale, Arizona. That was a fun road trip. We take our dog when we can. She's a little rescue French bulldog. So yeah. We take the whole,
is she funny?
The whole family affair. Yeah, she's funny. She has her moments.
Hey, can you guys hang around? We got to do like 60 seconds of business. I have a few more. I have about 184 more questions for you. So if you just hang on.
We're here for it. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. This is Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark. They're going to be in Wisconsin in February up in Marinette and in Milwaukee the night before that. So you have websites, I assume. I can steer them to your websites. And
Funny Girl Events is a place to get tickets for that Milwaukee show. And
excellent.
Yeah, our schedule's up there.
Okay, very cool. All right, you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We'll be right back with Tom and Stephanie Clark.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Time out.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too.
Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I travel a lot for comedy. I was in Vegas. Oh, I love Vegas. Vegas airport is my favorite airport. Got off the plane in Vegas. I hear this lady. She's like, drink, smoke, and get laid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was TSA. They know how to party in Vegas. Lots to be grateful for, though. I just celebrated my 5-year wedding anniversary. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. To celebrate, we got a little crazy. We had sex in the car. Yeah, fun for us. Awkward for our Lyft driver.
You ever do this? You ever let somebody call you the wrong name? Yeah, because you just don't feel like correcting them. Like 6 months later, you finally tell me, like, no, my name isn't John, it's Tom. Like, why didn't you come out in the beginning? Yeah, I wasn't planning on knowing you this long. Yeah. Like, I always had trouble with math, like the multiplication tables. So what I would do is I would associate the numbers with things that I knew. So take the problem like 7 times 7. I would think 7 castaways on Gilligan's Island. Who was the star of Gilligan's Island? Bob Denver. Denver's in Colorado. When you think of Colorado, what do you think of? Mountains. Mountains in Spanish is montañas, which is spelled the same as Montana. Who's the most famous Montana? Joe Montana, who played for the 49ers. Yeah.
I'm back with Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark. They are coming to Wisconsin in February to play a couple dates, one in Marinette, Wisconsin on February 3rd, and one in Milwaukee on February 2nd. So, you guys, all right, I'm going to go off the topic of comedy for a second. Tom, Milwaukee was ranked the 5th most friendly city, big city in America, a couple days ago. Do you concur?
Yeah, I would say it's a very friendly city. I think, you know, I have lifelong friends there from, you know, 20 years ago. You know, they're loyal. People in Wisconsin are so loyal and so willing to help you out. I just posted on my Facebook that I was looking to get to 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube, and you know, probably had 100 people from Wisconsin subscribe.
Oh, nice.
And now I'm at 1,000, like in like 2 hours it happened. And Very cool. I love coming back. My dad just moved out here from Milwaukee.
I love your posts about your dad, by the way. Tom posts his dad a lot on social media, and they're great posts. Very heartwarming and very funny.
He's 97 and a World War II veteran. Jeez. So my joke is he moved out to LA last year to pursue acting.
There's probably not a lot of people in that age range that are less competitive. I'm doing the math in my head. Your dad's 97. Are you like 71, Tom? You look great. Holy smokes.
They started late. They took a risk.
At least they started. That's good. Steph, what do you think about Milwaukee? You're an outsider. We got Tom's biased opinion. Now, what do you think about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's more friendly. Well, it was rated top 5. I bet number 1 friendliest.
Whoa. Wow.
They're so friendly.
Oh, you're warming up the crowd for February.
Dude, I love cheese curds. I can't get enough. we meet friends out here that are randomly just from Wisconsin, and then they'll just like bring us cheese curds.
It's oh, that's amazing. So great.
Excellent. You wear a Packer shirt or a Badger shirt. Somebody always be like, go Pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a fraternity, you know.
It's weird because I'm a transplant to Wisconsin. I lived in Chicago till I was 12 in the city. Went up to Marinette, went back to Chicago to DePaul, started stand up, and now I live back here where I never thought I'd live as an adult. And you're never really, when you're a transplant, people from both places hate you. They're like, oh, Mr. Cheesehead's back. I'm like, no, I grew up. And then I go there and it's like, you know, it's just, you can never win. So I applaud you for actually being from somewhere, Tom. That's a very important.
Well, there was a funny time when we were in Chicago, maybe we were just dating like 2 years, and I got him a Packers sweater, and we were ice skating in Chicago, and he didn't know how to ice skate. And someone is just a Bear fan is just yelling at him, like, fall down. And he's like, I'm just trying to balance myself.
Oh, that's funny. Alone. Well, yeah. It's funny. When I was in LA for all those years,
I kind of looked at the Midwest as one place, like Chicago, Wisconsin, maybe because I lived both places, but I was just like, well, it's the same. Like I hung out with most of the people I hung out were from Chicago or Wisconsin. So I don't know. That's kind of
very
funny.
Very similar.
Yeah. So do you guys write together? You must.
Yeah, for sure.
Bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah. If she, it's usually like, if she hears me say something off the cuff, she'll be like, that's funny. You should expand on that. Or you should write that down.
Nice.
And then she'll run jokes past me and then we'll just kind of like, you know, riff on it a little bit, but it's always, there's always something we say that we're like, you got to use that in the midst of an argument or whatever.
Stop the argument. That's a great joke. Now, where were we? Yeah.
Who's winning?
Do you guys have a good a road story? We got a couple minutes left here. Any good road stories?
You probably have more.
Well, but I think he means together. Do you mean together?
Well, no, either separately. I know you guys are individuals as well as being happily married.
I'm trying to, I mean, I did write up like my top five bombings on at shows on my blog. I wrote my top five and one of them was in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at a place called Snickers. And I'm just, you know, and they make it such a big deal. They pay me like $400 to feature and I'm just bombing every show. And at one point at the show, this guy just shouts, "Get funny." And I was like, oh, there's no comeback for that. Cause you can't just be funny.
Right.
It's like, I'm not funny already.
I know. I got off. Do you remember Club Tom is the south side of Chicago? It's called the TNT Comedy Hook.
No, I don't think I ever went there.
Not a great club, but I was just, oh man, muscling through, doing my time, not getting a laugh. And I left the stage and there was a group of young guys sitting at a table and I hear one of them lean over to his buddy and go, "Finally." What are you going to do?
Well, it's always those backhanded compliments where somebody will walk up and be like, "You were funny on the radio."
Yeah. Right. Or the one I just love is, "You weren't bad." Oh, thank you. That's what I'm aiming for. Yeah. So we got about a minute left. Guys, what we do on this show is talk about what we're watching, movies, TV. We talk a lot of entertainment stuff. Anything you could recommend? What are you guys binging on?
We're loving The Curse with Nathan Fielder
right.
and Emma Stone.
Showtime. The Curse.
Dark comedy. It's a satire kind of based off Joanne and Chip, but like a HGTV couple.
Very
and,
cool.
And sort of their desperation to be like, their desperation to create environmentally safe houses at the price of like putting people in danger.
Oh, I love it. That's great. And one more question, a real quick one. Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
Disgusting. 100%.
Oh, yeah. My people. You're like only the fourth and fifth people this week that have agreed with me. Everyone loves eggnog. I don't get it.
That makes no sense.
I agree.
The word nog is not a good.
It sounds borderline obscene. Yeah. So we have a lot to talk about when I see you guys next in February. I can't wait. Thanks for being on the show tonight. We'll talk soon, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Pete.
Anytime. Come back soon. That's Tom Clark and Stephanie Clark, two very funny comedians that will be in Wisconsin in February. And that was the first time I met Steph. Tom is a great guy. Tom Clark is one of those guys that everyone you meet, this is kind of a tough feat, loves the guy. You know, before I even met him, I'm like, I know I'm going to like this guy. So very few comics like that. So, hey, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk sports weekend with Mike Clemens. And you can still text in your favorite Christmas gift at 920-264-0606. It's Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Guilty. That's how a Colorado jury ruled in the case of two paramedics charged in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. The unarmed black man died days after being given a lethal dose of a powerful sedative after a confrontation with police in Aurora. Both men were convicted of criminally negligent homicide, one also convicted of assault. The Supreme Court's rejected special counsel Jack Smith's request for a speedy ruling on President Trump's claim of immunity. The federal election interference case, the justices say a lower court must hear the request first. The CDC says flu and COVID cases are rising and could get worse over the holidays, so do what you can to stay healthy.
Hand washing is key. Covering your mouth if you're coughing or sneezing.
ABC's medical contributor, Dr. Alok Patel. A Commerce Department report on inflation, the measure that the Fed favors, finds prices fell slightly last month. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be new legislative districts for the Wisconsin State Legislature next year. That's after the state Supreme Court Friday ruled 4-3 that Republican-drawn maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous. They also argued that lawmakers violated the separation of powers doctrine. A child in Wisconsin has died from RSV. The State Department of Health isn't providing any more details than that. Health experts say cases of respiratory infections like RSV, flu, and COVID are spiking in Wisconsin. The weather is unseasonably mild. With high temperatures in the 40s and a chance of rain in much of Wisconsin, it could be foggy enough at times this weekend to make driving hazardous. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and foggy tonight, areas of drizzle and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more drizzle and clouds early, high in the low 40s for the afternoon. Rain developing and breezy for Sunday, high upper 40s. Cloudy, windy, and rainy for Christmas Day, a high in the low 40s. Currently, it's 37.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete Schwabba, thanks for spending the night with me here. It's our last show. We'll have a best of on Christmas.
We'll be back the following day. So great to be with you here on a Friday night right before Christmas. And we got another text. Our question tonight is, what is the best Christmas gift you've ever received? We've gotten some really fun answers. We've been having a good time with those. Got another one for G.I. Joe from the 715. G.I. Joe was big back in the day. And Thomas the Tank Engine is a text I got earlier, too, on my own personal phone. Thomas the Tank Engine, a great toy from the early 2000s. At least that's in my house when we played with Thomas the Tank Engine. We might have a quick round of Stump Schwabba later. That's where Conrad Krieger, the show's producer, is going to play some clips and see if he can stump me and figure out. I need to figure out what he's playing. So that should be fun. That's how we'll wind up our pre-Christmas show here. Right now, though, I'm pretty excited. It's always fun to talk to my next guest. He is, you know him very well. He's the voice of Wisconsin sports, Mike Clemens. Is Mike with us, Conrad?
Hello, Pete.
Hey. Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I have found, it was quite by accident, old Southside Milwaukee Christmas party, that eggnog is not only a Christmas drink, but it's a great basement crack filler, because we spilled some, and it filled up a crack in the basement just to sort of let it sit till the next day. And, you know, the crack was gone the next morning, so you can use it for that, too. Many uses.
You are one resourceful guy, I will say that.
Who drinks that crap?
I don't know.
Care if there's nutmeg in it or whatever. It's like, what? Are you kidding me?
I can't do it. I had a guest on the other night who said, that's the only drink you can choke on because it's so thick.
Yeah.
And it's like, but the people that love it, love
it. Buttermilk and works its way down from there.
Yeah.
I've interested. You make a good point. Everybody seems to remember the toys they got at Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Christmas is really, it leans a lot towards four kids. You haven't had too many callers that said, yeah, we got engaged that night. You know, I got a diamond ring or something. I could tell you, I already know what Brian Gutekunst, the GM of the Packers, got for Christmas.
Oh, boy.
What's a quarterback.
That? Yeah, no kidding.
He's got a quarterback, man.
Yeah, at the end of the year, Love's numbers are going to be pretty impressive. I mean, I know he's had some ups and downs, but are they, they're pretty happy with him, aren't they?
He's projected with these remaining three games. He could throw for 30 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards. Hello?
Wow. That's pretty incredible. So, how do you like the Packers' chances here, Mike? They're in the play, or they're in the hunt, anyway. Conrad was just telling me they have a 38% chance to make the playoffs. Do you like their chances?
Yeah. I tell you, I don't do playoff scenarios.
Okay.
They're silly.
Yeah.
They're time fillers. The league puts these things out, and you can read it right off the sheet. And it's got pluses and minuses of teams. If this happens and that, there's long, you know, of course, the least chance you've got, then the more scenarios there are. It's
right.
Just silly. And I kind of tend to stick with the players and the coaches and say, we got to win this week, okay?
Yeah.
If we don't win this week, when you're 6-8 and what's going on with the rest of the league. Yeah, I think they still have a good enough team where they could beat the 2-12 Carolina Panthers. The Vikings with Nick Mullins at quarterback this week.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field. Yeah, I think they could go 3-0. But right now, they had a crisis with losing 34-20 to Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. Now, you know, Baker, former first-round pick, he's been a quarterback now on four different teams. There was that stat that we had coming in where, here's a guy who's come to Lambeau 3 years in a row with three different teams. What are the odds of that?
Right.
He comes in with the Browns, throws four interceptions, comes in with the Rams, they lose. Now, here he comes in with the Buccaneers. Well, guess what? He's still got a half dozen guys with Super Bowl rings.
Right.
When Tom Brady was the quarterback for the team. And they played a good game. I was in the Buccaneers locker room for one of the networks that I worked for. And they were joking. One guy actually said, quote, you know, I love that Green Bay home cooking, because they've won some significant games coming up here. And but, you know, it's a smart organization. They got the same GM that built that team with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Baker Mayfield has this perfect quarterback rating, which is something that's never happened at Lambeau Field when the visiting quarterback gets that kind of a score. So, you know, the groundswell starts First of all, because the players after the game, immediately after the game, like Rashawn Gary, sort of a team captain, says, yeah, I got to look at the film. But so no one's defending Joe B. No one's defending Joe Barry. They're just talking about it matter-of-factly. And I asked LaFleur about it. He said right after the game he went to the office and went all the way through the game and made out a list of all the negatives, all the missed assignments, all the things he needed to ask questions about. Next morning he meets with his staff. After that, he brings in select players and just sort of puts the notepad aside and says, okay, what's going on? And so, I think they talked about confusion they had, maybe problems they had with a coach, a miscommunication there, different kinds of instances that went wrong in that game against the Buccaneers. And they might have talked about some of the other players that were not in the room that might have missed those assignments.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there's this groundswell because two or three other games that stand out, like the opener at the Vikings when Justin Jefferson just kept on zigzagging, running free, in the secondary. And there didn't seem to be in-game adjustments. So the groundswell is fire Joe Barry. And he probably will get fired, except, LaFleur's got to find a replacement. Mark Murphy's not crazy about spending money on this stuff.
Yeah. It's funny, Mike, you said that about Baker Mayfield. He's a guy, I don't think any fan group wants him to be their starting quarterback. But if he's playing your team, he's capable of a huge game. He's kind of a maddening guy. he's beaten some big teams and he's had some amazing games. Why can't he stick on as a starter somewhere? It's weird.
Limitations, really. Yeah. And when you also keep on changing, he went through two or three different offensive coordinators in Cleveland, right? So that didn't help him as well. But for whatever, he settled in for that game. He's got some good receivers. Joe Barry, to me now, after spending 4 or 5 days talking around, watching the game, and even things that Joe told us yesterday in person, they focus so much on big Mike Evans, 6'5", which actually might have been a directive from LaFleur in the pregame to that last week, that they ended up missing guys like Chris Godwin, who ended up getting 10 catches, and we're getting these 20-yard chunk plays. So to bring that down, it's Joe Barry through the next three games. They'll see where it is. Maybe they get a playoff game. Maybe they don't. But, LaFleur's always got a depth chart. He's always got a list of possible replacements. Sure. Hey, this Evero guy that's the defensive coordinator for the Panthers that's going to be on the other side of the field, that might have been one of Matt LaFleur's first choices.
Oh, really?
Because when I said, hey, tell me about the Panthers' defense, he goes, well, I think they're doing a great job under EJ. EJ Evero, by the way, was a defensive assistant, like a quality control guy, a young guy starting out. He's 42. He's about Matt's age back in 2016, which I think would have been under Down's staff. Yeah. But he was at the Rams, and LaFleur was there. And then despite, Nathaniel Hackett and the mess they had with Russell Wilson in Denver, the defense got praise. So he's a legit defensive coordinator who might be even think he could have a shot at that Panthers job or some other head coaching job. And he's awfully articulate. And, LaFleur said, oh, yeah, he's a great coach. Good communicator, he says. Right in the press conference Thursday. So there's a little bit of that game going on as well. But it's just understand, if they're going to get rid of Joe, then that means that there might be some new guy coming in who's going to cost even more. And it's not like they're just sitting on – I've seen Mark Murphy complain about this.
Like, really?
When Mike McCarthy left, it cost him over another $20 or $30 million to pay severances and moving. And Mike McCarthy sat at home for a year, getting $9 million.
Getting paid,
that year. Yeah, there's all kinds of those considerations. The ones I don't think Joe Barry is the guy that's going to get you to a Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But I think he can still get you back to the playoffs. And, Green Bay is pretty much built so that the offense wins you championships.
Yeah.
But the question I have for most fans that are yelling at me on Twitter for just being balanced in my reporting on it is, if the Packers had lost 34-20 to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, how would you feel about that?
Yeah. Yeah, great point. Jeez. All right, so the Bucs are on a bit of a tear. lately. We have Bucks games on Civic Media this weekend. And I believe Badger basketball, correct?
We do, yeah. Many of these same stations. Badgers won their game tonight, as they should, by about 30 over Chicago State. And Marquette picked up a win over Georgetown, the Hoyas, which used to be a good program. They beat them, I think it was 81-51 tonight. So that's going on. As for the Bucks, great team. The Damian Lillard trade, tremendous. You know, even though they gave away several other players and picks and whatever, this guy can score up to 40 points if he wants to help out Giannis. It's just, and the players, even when you talk to them, Bobby Portis said it the other night too. We got to work on our defense. Have to work on our defense because there's some teams that are good at transition, and we have to do a better job at that. Just figure out where everyone is supposed to be, who's got the best guy, and they're still kind of working that out in terms of their chemistry with these three or four new bodies that are either the starting five or coming off the bench. But right now they're just blowing people away. They're putting up 140 points a game, and they've won six in a row. They've won the last 15 games at home at Fiserv Forum. But now they go on the road. They play the Knicks on Saturday, tomorrow. That one starts at 11:30. And then the Christmas Day game is at 11 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. Talking sports with Mike Clemens. Mike, so I really appreciate your time. I know it's a Friday night. I have to ask you, are you, you know everything about sports, but do you like sports movies? What's your favorite sports movie?
By the way, I don't know everything about sports.
You know more than me.
I chase stories whenever I can. Yeah. Right now, the Packers and the Bucks have been great stories. Well, the Brewers, too. I can go all night about that Craig Council situation.
But yeah, see, I think you know everything about sports.
Yeah, A Field of Dreams. I'll just put that at number one because it does such a nice job of tying in family and father. And kind of the roots of baseball and everything, but go see the Lou Gehrig story again. I just watched that last spring at the start of baseball.
I gotta
see
that.
That's still a darn good movie with Gary Cooper. For football movies, the original Longest Yard I think is great.
I
thought that Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday was a little disappointing.
Yeah, people love that. I'm with you though. I didn't think it was that great.
No, they tried to make it more modern to understand the big money that's involved,
right.
And politics and how these coaches have to be more like businessmen than necessarily, coaching the X's and O's. I can't think of can you think of a movie in the last 5 or 10 years that was the Kurt Warner movie. America's Underdog?
That's great. Totally forgot about that.
About the quarterback, Kurt Warner. And there's one scene where you see Steve Mariucci release him.
Oh, wow.
From the Packers.
I totally forgot about that. That's a great recommendation.
I saw that about 2 years ago. It was a rental, and I thought, I should do this because I get to run into Kurt Warner at Super Bowls and do interviews with him and stuff. And it's a great movie. I highly recommend that for one that's contemporary. But you know what I saw? And it's sitting there for free on YouTube. I just stumbled on it because I'm doing research. I'm always looking for old clips, new clips, stories, reports, games, old games that you can't get your hands on.
I love watching those.
Brian's Song.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many football movies that really, when they get to the actual scenes, they look stupid because it's like, oh, God.
Right. Hey, Mike, can you hang on? Can you stick with us for like 60 seconds? We just got to do a quick bit of business here. I got one more question for you. Okay, Mike Clemens is going to stick with us. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small-town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We are on the home stretch tonight. I'm Pete Schwabe. I'm talking with Mike Clemens, who stuck around for an extra minute. I know it's Friday night, Mike. Really appreciate your time, but I had to tell you about a movie, or ask you if you've seen it. It's called Long Shot, and it's a very short documentary, only about 40 minutes long. Any chance you've seen that film?
That's not the one about hockey, is it?
No.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I guess I haven't seen it. What's it about?
It's about a guy who goes to a Dodger game and ends up being accused of a murder. And there's a big twist about two-thirds of the way through the movie. And I'm not going to say anything or spoil anything. It's a great ending. But it's 45 minutes long, and it's mind-blowing. I don't know how the whole world doesn't know about it because it's such a funny story, but I highly recommend that for you if you're looking for something.
You know, I don't think I'm confusing it with Slapshot.
No, it's different than Slapshot. I love Slapshot.
Right? Isn't that what it was called?
What's that?
Yeah. Isn't that what that hockey movie
Yeah, Slapshot. A great film.
I know there's people that watch that like once a week. I saw it in the theater when it came out, I think, in the 70s or something.
Oh, funny.
No, Long Shot. No, I'll check that out.
Yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix. I think Netflix. It's free. It's just a real fun.
Hey, so you know what I'm so excited to see?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper is on Colbert. And it's like I'm back in the room, and I'm in between trips back to Lambeau Field to finish up stuff, you know, to send out to the stations and everything. But I stop, and he's like, what you up to? He goes, well, I've got this movie. He said, do you remember Leonard Bernstein?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do, you know, like 5 years old. But, you know, like Peter and the Wolf concerts for children. And, you know, it's introducing the orchestra because people in the 60s and 70s were so worried that with this rock and roll, we're going to forget about the classics like Beethoven, Bach, and Mozart. And so there's Leonard every Sunday afternoon on CBS doing that. He's got this film. Is it called Maestro?
I think so. Yeah.
I
heard a lot about that when it came out because he had the fake nose on and everything. I haven't heard much about it since, though.
Well, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper has spent 6 years putting this thing together, studying it, the family, friends, and everything. And it's got Oscar written all over it from just his description. And and West Side Story, right? He scored that, didn't he?
Yeah, the original. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So anyway, I just saw on social media somebody already saw it. I thought it was going to be coming in theaters around Christmas. It's on Netflix.
It is?
It's on Netflix. He's straight to Netflix.
Oh my gosh! Well, good for Netflix. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, if I get some time after the Panthers game and I get back home, you know, I might suggest that to the wife and two daughters who would be back home to say, I got an idea for a movie. You want to see this thing on Netflix? And I was actually looking forward to going back to the theater because I don't get to the theater much, but so that's my tip for the holiday.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Well, you already know everything about sports, Mike. You can take some time off and go see a movie. You've earned it.
I could use just a little break, but anyways, between the Brewers, Bucks, and the Packers, I mean,
you busy.
It's easy to find stories to follow with these franchises, and the Badgers included.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work, Mike. I appreciate the time tonight. Thanks
so
much.
You too, pal.
Yeah.
Keep us laughing, and we appreciate, you plugging us into everything that's doing fun for entertainment and films and shows and everything around Wisconsin.
No, I appreciate it, and I'll do it. We'll both keep doing it. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good holiday, man.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Thanks. That's Mike Clemens. Boy, he's I feel like we book him, Conrad, for like 15 minutes, and I feel like he could talk the whole hour about sports. The guy knows everything. Oh, yeah. He does know everything. I'm not going to back down from that. So we got a few minutes left. What should we – why don't we play – let's do Stump Schwabba.
Yeah, so I got a couple songs that I want you to guess the artist.
So that's what we're going to do. Conrad is going to try to play a song and hope I don't guess it. It's called Stump Schwabba. There's probably an ancestor of mine somewhere who lost a limb in a factory accident or something, who's upset that I'm – or he's got a peg leg and he's on a ship. I don't know. But the Stump Schwabba – all right, you're going to play a song?
Yep. So okay. Just a little bit of a song. You got to guess the artist.
All right, go for it.
Ready?
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night. Beard that's white.
What? What are you? You're playing a polka? What was that?
So it was Bob Dylan.
Oh man. Okay. All right. You stumped me.
Okay. I got. Here's another one.
All right.
All the lights are coming on.
That Smash Mouth.
Okay. Are you mad at me? What is happening here?
I think you might get the next one. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Actually, I really don't, but.
He was Googling most obscure Christmas songs ever earlier, I'm guessing. All right, go ahead.
Chestnuts roasting.
Michael Bublé. The
nope.
Christmas song.
On an open no. Fire.
Is that me? That's me singing, isn't it?
It is. I'll give you one hint.
Julio Iglesias?
No. He makes a very popular show called Family Guy.
That's Seth MacFarlane?
That's Seth MacFarlane, yeah. He can really sing.
That's lovely. Okay, but a little obscure. Again, do you have anything people have actually heard? Come on.
I do got a clip that you could guess.
Okay, a movie clip?
Yes.
All right, let's try. Let's
You have to guess the next line.
Listen, buddy, I don't have to do anything. All right, yeah, go ahead. That's I like that.
Mark, slow down.
You want to ride behind somebody who does something like that? We're going to pull around them and leave them safely behind us. Burn some dust here.
Eat my rubber.
You got it.
So here's what Conrad has done. You've played songs no one has ever heard, and then you play the most famous Christmas. You got to find a sweet spot in there.
Hey, it's called Stump Schwabba for a reason.
Right, okay, and you've done it successfully. All right, do another one. Do we have time?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right, perfect.
Mr. Cross, it's time for your Christmas list.
Okay, read me the list. I want to get this over with.
Bill Murray, Scrooge.
Sammy Goldberg.
Beth Tal.
Lou Parker.
Send him a VHS home video recorder.
Colonel Tom Parker.
Do you know the next line?
I don't know the next line. I do know it's Scrooge by Bill Murray, though.
It is. And the next one was bath towel. He said bath towel, VHS set, bath towel, VHS set.
Are you saying I should have gotten that one?
Well, if you watch Scrooge.
All right. Well, this was fun. And you definitely stumped Schwabba. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'd like to thank my guests, Don Rosen, Mike Clemens, Tom Clark, and Steph Clark. Thanks for your texts and calls. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.